Then we have another concept from process. We have got management as coordination. Plurality gives an event which, events which also support the view of management as a process. But the stress is more on coordination. This part of them, the three of them have focused on the concept that management is more about coordination of activities. What do you mean by management is more about coordination of activities? It means it is more about teamwork. It is more about team building. It is more about working as a unit and not just working apart from that things. The brands which have been successful over a period of time in India, it is because of sheer coordination, sheer team building, sheer teamwork that they have been able to grow with time. This coordination is a very important function. It is a very internal function of the business. If company has to grow with time, it is and it will grow if and only if they have coordinated the activities. If there is no proper coordination, then they will not be able to give the output. If there is no proper team building, then the company would not be able to reach to the heights they want to reach. When a product is launched in the market, when the commercial launch takes place on media via promotion, but if the product is not available in the stores and it has been promoted, it is basically a very big failure of a promotion campaign in which the company has done, because it has not been coordinated the activities in the back end of the business. So here, management as a coordination plays a very important role. This is what Donnelly, Gibson and Evans which suggested as far as management is concerned, and they stressed on specifically the coordination function. Next, we have a management as a function as well. Dunn, Stephens and Carey say that management is a role which includes set of duties, responsibilities and relationships involved in work organization. These duties and responsibilities constitute the function a manager performs. So here, Dunn, Stephens and Carey suggested that management is more about a functional aspect. Management is more about a functional responsibility. Management is more about a functional task which is involved by a manager. Here in an organization, there are a lot of sets of responsibilities, a lot of set of things which an employee needs to perform or a manager needs to perform. These duties and responsibilities are nothing but functions which a manager needs to perform. If these duties, responsibilities and relationships in an organization which are available, if these are not performed as a managerial aspect step by step, then the company wouldn't be able to grow with time. That is where we say that management is a very important functional element of the business. Then Stephens and Kelly rightly also brought out that it is the duties and responsibility which will constitute the function a manager performs. So it is not just a flat way the organization grows, but it is more about a functional way, systematic way, step by step way the organization will be able to give the output. That is where these three guys have been instrumental in identifying that it is the function of a manager which is more important than the techniques of the manager which is more important. So from all these things which you have said, it is said that management is getting things done through other people. So this is what is very common, which is natural and which is important. That management is more about getting the things done from other people available in our surroundings. And this is possible if and only if management has to achieve the required output. The company at whatever levels it needs to grow, the company which needs to grow to the heights of the business, they can reach if and only if they can get the things done through the people. Finally, from all this what we have said or what we have understood, this is the crux, this is the most important element of the whole management, nature of management, first chapter. That is, efficient management is a lifeboat of any developed business. If a business has succeeded, we have got few successful companies which are online companies like Snapdeal, Flipkart, Amazon, then we have got localbania.com, then we have got Nature's Basket, and there are many, many such kind of companies, online businesses which has been able to grow in time ahead. And there will be many more companies which will grow in time. These companies have been able to grow simply because of efficient management. Efficient management, effective management, systematic management, whatever acronym you add, but one word will always remain constant, that is management. Management is the lifeboat of any developed business. If the business is like Asian Paints, or businesses like Hindustan Unilever Limited, or businesses like any media houses, if they have grown, it is simply because of efficient management techniques, efficient management tools, which has been able to identify and run in a systematic manner in any developed business. And it is so truly said that for any company's lifeboat to grow, or any company to develop in the market, any business to develop in the market, it can only take place if there is efficient management being done. Companies like Mahindra, which has started from a very low level in car division, has reached to a very super position in the market. It is simply because of efficient management. There are many examples in our surroundings when we see the companies as a SME or a small medium enterprise or a very big and a large organization. If these companies has been able to grow, it is simply because, guys, of efficient management. Efficient management is the lifeboat. Efficient management is the task. Efficient management is the most important element in any developed business. Based upon all these things, we have got 5 M's. Now, this is a different set of the whole story. In principles of management subject, so far, the first chapter being the nature of management, we have seen a lot of things so far. In that, we started our journey from understanding that what Peter F. Drucker had mentioned. You know why I am quickly recapping? So it becomes very easy for us to all remember and revise what we have said. So starting off quickly, it was Peter F. Drucker which gave his opinion, then came two great sentences or statements like management is an art, management is science. Then we saw Ralph C. Davis mentioning that management is the most important task for a given business. And there were two advantages, and we landed up in different formalities like management is process, management is function, management is coordination. They all give their own opinions and views, finally landing on the concept that efficient management is lifeboat of any developed business. From all these things, we now move on to the next most important element in the business cycle. That is, there are 5 M's in the business. That is, if business needs to succeed, there are 5 M's, which can be called as resources of the business. Now, yes, okay, tell me Tarun, what you have mentioned. Okay, correct, Tarun. Okay, I have got Amit, yes, you tell me what your question is. Okay, Amit, yes, tell me Rujita, what is your question? Okay, Rujita. Okay, now, anyone else who would like to ask a question so far on whatever I have spoken? Yes, you tell me. I forgot your name. Okay, tell me, Kajal, what is your point? Okay, Kajal. You know, guys, what these guys have asked me? Sir, you mentioned that there are 3 resources of management. And they were physical resource, financial resource, and human resource. And here it is mentioned that there are 5 M's which act as resources of the business. As you remember, I mentioned a specific term that resources from perspective of management. And these are resources from the perspective of business. Management based perspective of resources, there are only 3. And they are physical resource, financial resource, and human resource. When we talk about resources from the perspective of business, we have got 5 M's. And these 5 M's will have different perception, different way of functioning. Let us quickly say it aloud together that which are the 5 M's of business, or 5 M's or 5 M's resources of business. First, we have what is man, second is machine, third is materials, fourth is money, fifth is methods. Let us quickly again recap. We started with first being men, machine, materials, money, and method. Now let us quickly recap together. First is men, machine, materials, money, and method. Super. These are 5 things which comes together as far as resources from the business perspective is concerned. Let us now go ahead and see each one of them in detail, how it functions, and why it is very, very, very important for business to have 5 M's in a unanimous or together format. first and the foremost head is known as men. Now men means what? Every organization have got different resorts in the business in format of men. We may have availability of qualified, trained, skilled, experienced and competent people is the most important factor in any management anywhere. So the first resource of business is known as men, which is more about that if the team or the employees working in the organization aren't qualified, they aren't trained, they aren't skilled, they aren't experienced and they aren't competent, then the management cannot run. That is where the first and the foremost important resource of management is men, which is that there should be proper availability of qualified, trained, skilled, experienced and competent people. If these five elements are together in an organization, then there are chances, there are possibilities, there are sureties that the company will grow with time, because these are the most important ingredients of a business success. First being men, which is human beings. Let us move and see the next or the second element as far as the resource of business is concerned, and it is known as machines. Availability of capable machines and equipment is a must to do the things in best and the cheapest way. Which means after men comes the machines. That is, there should be proper facilities in format of machines that will be able to give the output. So second resource of business is known as machines. That is more about understanding the equipments, understanding the machines available that will help the business to run in the proper format. Like this is a classic example of an industry in India which is widely and slowly and steadily growing with time. This industry is known as pathology laboratory industry. A very famous company which came up with an initial public offering, that is issuing of shares in the market and raising fund, is which superb James Wadia said, Dr. Lal Pathlabs. Now Dr. Lal Pathlabs, they have grown with time. They have been able to achieve a lot of things in the business circuit. What they have done is that the second resource of business they have utilized in the best possible manner. That is, they have brought across capable machines and equipments. Earlier in traditional times, the laboratories to check the blood sample of an employee required a microscope and lot of technical skills and knowledge to identify what the patient is suffering from. Today also we require such kind of expertise, but the process has been more simpler with latest specialized technical machines. This work has been more professionally been suitably available in the market, which has lifted the business to the next level. So we see over here with the help of machines which has been able to capably run the business in proper manner, and this is possible because of the best and the cheapest way, as the machines made the work more faster, quicker and beneficial. The second resource of business is machine after men. The third M as a resource of business is materials. That is the ingredients in format of the material which is coming in the business, which is more about there should be quality, quantity, availability, cost or market price, transportation of raw materials, semi-finished goods, finished goods, and these all tools is a clearly a very vital factor in success of management. So in any business, when management needs to succeed or management needs to achieve something, it is the materials. It is actually the materials which will tell us how the business will grow in time. It is actually the output. It is actually the related raw materials or work in progress or finished goods, how they have grown with time, determine that how business is going. So materials has been a very crucial element as a resource of the business, because it is the input, it is the ingredient for management success. If management has to grow, it has to satisfy the customers. If business has to grow, it has to satisfy its customers. And if customers needs to be satisfied, they can only do so with a silent person in the organization known as purchase manager, or we can call it as a merchandising manager, which sources the materials. So the third very important resource of the business in the fire is the materials, that is basically sourcing of the materials, or rather we can say purchasing, procuring of the materials. If that is done properly, the output automatically will be superb. So the third most important resource of business is materials. So starting with KDP, we just revise. First was what? Superman. Second is machine. Third is materials. Very good, guys. Next is the fourth, which is very important, is known as money. That is, availability of funds for running the business is extremely important, particularly for procuring capital goods, raw materials, tools and consumables, and availability of working capital. The fourth, which is one of the fourth most important M in resource as a business, is money. That is the capital required. The funds requirement for procuring the capital goods like machines, furniture, infrastructure, development of an office, etc. things, which is very, very, very important. Similarly, purchase of raw materials, purchase of tools and consumables, and making sure that there is rolling capital, also known as circulating capital, also at times referred to as working capital, is properly available in the business. All these things will make sure that monetary aspect benefit will take place over a period of time. So money plays a very important niche level resource of the business. Without money, you cannot run the organization. So money plays a crucial role, and money is one of the most important ingredients, because without which the men, machine and material would not be able to give the output. That is why money plays a very strong position in the cycle of the resource of business. This is the fourth M in the business arena for business to succeed. The next is the method. If we have to do things in the best and the cheapest way, it is also important how the things are processed. That is by which method the things are being processed. The fifth most important M in the business is known as methods, which means what is the method available? What is the mechanism or way through which the process needs to be done? How the things will be processed? How systematically the fall in the channelized way the business would be done? So it is the method which will justify the way things are being processed. It is the method which will justify how business will run. So these are five ends which has got its own importance as resource of the business. This method will also help us to achieve a competitive edge in the business. This method will also make sure that the business, it is going and also growing with time in the market. So method form the competitive edge. The proper method will ensure required quality, quantity and in-time delivery. It will also ensure that the accomplishment of management objectives has been taken place. So method makes sure that what way, mechanism or different format is available which will help the company to have a competitive edge. You know guys, there are a lot of companies in the market. One such company in the market is known as Toyota. Now Toyota's success is purely designed because of its competitive edge against many car manufacturers in the market. Now they are able to achieve competitive advantage or competitive edge because of proper quality, quantity and in-time delivery of their cars to the customers. And this helps them to accomplish the management objectives. So this is the way how the competitive edge will take place. So here what we have seen is the five M's. Let us quickly recap what these five M's are with the slides. So the first and the foremost M, which acts also as the resource of business, is men. That is, qualified human beings are needed. Second is machines, which means what? The machines should be able to do the task in the best and the cheapest way. The third M is more about materials. That is the procurement, raw material, work in progress, finished goods. If these are in proper format, then again the business will be able to deliver the output. The fourth thing being the monetary aspect, it is money. If money is available in proper way, the funds are all available in proper way, it is extremely important for the business to grow if and only if monetary benefit or money is available for business to grow in time. Fifth being the most important element in five ends being method. Method means what? The way, mechanism, the technique involved, the steps involved for business to grow. So this is the next another element involved as far as business resources concerned for it to reach to the next level. That is the method, the way in which the things are processed. And for that, which will help us to achieve a competitive edge, it is only achievable if we know proper methods involved in a human system. From all these things like 5 M's, we move on now to the next topic, which is known as management is an essential activity of all organizational levels. So management is a very important task which can be applied to the topmost level, to the middle level, as well as to the lowest level. That is, management as a cycle, management as a philosophy, management as a concept is not only just for lower level people, it is not only just middle level people, but it is also important for upper level people. That is, management has to be done by top level or upper level, middle level and lower level. At every level, management is the key ingredient for success of an organization structure. It is the key task, it is the key responsibility area for business to grow. That is, at the top level, middle level and lower level, management has to fall in place systematically, step by step. Management as a philosophy will be only able to achieve if at the uppermost level, middle level and lower level, it is following or flowing through systematically, step by step. So be it at the top, middle or lower, management is the success. Management will be successful if things are falling in place. So it is an essential activity in organizational levels. Now let us see where management can be applied. Now what if management can be applied? Where all we can apply a management concept? Management can be applied to small and large organizations world. The smallest organization in the country would be a small stall of a panwala. And the largest organizations would be as big as a corporate house. Management is applied to both of these levels, both of these extremes, because in both of these extremes, we need to apply the creativity, that is art, and systematic, that is science. At both the extremes, management is going to be applied. At both these extremes, management will play a crucial role. At both these extremes, efficient management will play as a lifeboat of these organizations. Be it a profit or a non-profit organization, be it a manufacturing organization or be it a service rendering organization. For all these levels of organization, management is a key. For all this organization, getting work done through people is the important task. For all these organizations, if they have to grow with time, management is the only answer to the question that how the change needs to be adapted. So dynamism, change, all these things can be answered if and only if management is applied as it foresees how the organization needs to grow. So if we are a person who is capable of undertaking the tasks and functions of managing at any level, in any kind of enterprise, we have leadership qualities and we have qualities of an administrator, then it will be said that we will become a good manager. You know, guys, I am not reading as you, because it is not just you, it is me. We as a team. That is why I say, if we are a person who is capable of undertaking the tasks, so if we can together undertake a task, if we can function as managing team in an enterprise at any levels, if we have leadership qualities, that is, we lead from the front, and also if we have got qualities of a good administrator, then we can say that we all will be good managers. And in fact, we all are good managers at our own respective areas where we function. If someone says that I am not good at managing skills, or if I am not good at managing things, you are basically doubting yourself. Don't doubt. You are a wonderful manager. You just need to, or we all just need to sharpen our skills. We all just need to fine-tune ourselves to make sure whatever tasks, whatever challenges, whatever issues we will be facing it, we can easily achieve it. And this is possible if and only if we have a proper format, if we have got proper understanding. All these things are again possible if we have got these challenges available and if a person who has got all these things in them inbuilt available, that is, capable of undertaking the task, leadership qualities and qualities of an administrator. How do we identify, do I have capable of undertaking the task, do I have leadership qualities, or do I have qualities of an administrator? From these, not necessary all, from this, any one is available in you. or in us, we will definitely be a good manager. Undertaking tasks means what? You do 2-3 days at a time. Like you have to go to office, you have to do some assignments for the office, you have got targets available in the business, you have got to file a return, if you have got something which is more task oriented. If you are a housewife, then you have a lot of tasks available, more aggressive than what a business or an office person would have. We have leadership qualities. How do we identify leadership qualities? When we are managing something, if we are managing a couple of people, or if we are managing ourselves also, we have got leadership qualities. At the same time, if we have got qualities of an administrator, we are able to organize few things in a proper way. If we are able to manage ourselves in a proper way, all these things are few clues or cues which can tell that we will definitely be a good manager for a bit of time.